members of the AMA's House of Delegates, I'm reading from the LA Times here, rejected cautionary advice from their own experts and extended the new status to a condition that affects more than one-third of adults, 17% of children in the United States. This was the quote. Recognizing obesity as a disease will help change the way the medical community tackles this complex issue that affects approximately one in three Americans.
Here's host Luke Burbank reading the announcement from the American Medical Association that obesity is now considered a disease. The AMA's obesity announcement and the story that followed it, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another weekend overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week ending the 21st of June as the beginning of summer rolls along. We review all of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. You can go to talkers.com, find out what's going on in the talk radio industry any day, 24/7. They monitor talk radio programs across the country. And that's how we come up with this list. And this week, obesity is in the number 10 position. At number 9, the George Zimmerman trial in Florida. Here's Al Sharpton talking to Benjamin Crum, a lawyer for Trayvon Martin's family, about the trial getting underway now that the jury has been selected.
We now know the makeup of the jury that will decide Mr. Zimmerman's fate. All six of the jurors are women. The prosecution described five of them as white and the sixth as black or Hispanic. There are also four alternates, two men and two women. The prosecution described one of the alternate jurors as white. The race of the other three jurors has not been characterized. Opening statements begin Monday. Attorney Crum, you're not prosecuting this case, obviously, but you've been with the Martin family from the beginning. How are they feeling now that the jury is set?
Well, Reverend Sharpton, they are putting their faith in the justice system, and they pray that it doesn't fail them. They've only asked for equal justice for their child.
Now, do they feel that the process has been fair so far?
Well, you know, we've said all along this is case is about equal justice. Equal justice under the law isn't a black value, it's not a white value, it's an American value. And with the makeup of this jury, five white women and one Hispanic, it's going to be the question, can every American get equal justice no matter who sits on your jury panel? And so they're just praying that they can get justice for their child.
Now, let me go by a couple questions on the jurors. B76, that juror, is a white female. She wondered why Trayvon Martin was out late at night. The state tried to strike her, but she made the jury. Was Trayvon out late at night? When was Trayvon out and when? What time around approximately was it that he was killed?
Reverend Sharpton, he left for the 7-Eleven before 7 o'clock. And as we all know now, he was killed right around 7:16 that evening. So I don't know who thinks 7 o'clock at night is out late at night for a 17-year-old teenager. But that's the stereotypes and the things we have to overcome. And that's why this really is going to be an important case to make sure that Trayvon Martin is a stereotype and that the verdict is based on the evidence.
Then we go to juror B37, who's a white female. She described protests in Sanford as rioting, and she used to have a concealed weapons permit. And as you know, I was down there and helped organize some of the protests asking for a trial. I never saw rioting and never heard of rioting when I wasn't there.
Right, Reverend Allen. That's what we've been saying all along, that everybody who protested on behalf of Trayvon Martin was very peaceful. And all his parents have ever asked for is peaceful justice. That's it. And the question I really have, Reverend Sharpton, once the jury bases their verdict on the evidence, and the evidence is overwhelming, and they come back with a just verdict holding George Zimmerman guilty of killing Trayvon Martin, will the other guys act right? And that's a question we don't know. We know how everybody who supported Trayvon Martin has acted thus far, and it's been very peaceful.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown. A review of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week. Number 8 on the countdown, the death of James Gandolfini. Host Blake Taylor talks to Steve Futterman from CBS about how shocked everybody seems to be at the untimely passing of this popular actor.
This is a major loss to Hollywood, and a lot of support, at least coming out from actors throughout Hollywood in response to the death. It just stunned a lot of people.
Well, yes. I mean, he was 51 years old, very young, and no indication that he had any health problems. You know, he was a big guy, but not, you know, hugely overweight. And again, no indication of any previous health problems. And at that age, you just don't expect someone to die. And we're also seeing just the respect people had for that performance that he did week after week for many years of Tony Soprano. He was a great actor based on that role. He had wonderful additional roles, but that's the signature role. That's as I was saying in one of my stories today, that was his acting masterpiece, and it truly was.
Again, as you said, many people know him as Tony Soprano, but he was a well-versed actor and was on Broadway, and this is a guy who obviously is going to be remembered for that role, but he did many different things outside of The Sopranos.
Absolutely. He was in numerous films, mostly character roles, and quite often tough guys. He was on stage, had other TV appearances. One of the more recent roles I think we all remember because it was a very popular film, had a very brief but very good role as the CIA director in Zero Dark Thirty, the film that came out last year regarding the death of killing of Osama bin Laden. And he had a very, like I said, a brief role in there, but he did it very, very well. Didn't actually say he was Leon Panetta, but he was Leon Panetta in that film.
Number 7. Arizona's voter registration law Here's host Garrett Lewis talking to Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn about the Supreme Court decision, which was announced this week. Says it's a temporary setback for the state.
Did the Supreme Court get it right?
Well, I don't think they got it completely right. I think that we should have won immediately, but I think this decision was a temporary setback, and that if you look at the language of the decision, particularly page 15, for those who may want to get a copy and look at it, it shows that ultimately we will be successful, because the court said that on the face of the statute that Congress had passed, the Voter Registration Act, we had to accept and use the federal form, which does not ask for evidence of citizenship, and we couldn't add requirements to it. But then the court went on to say that it's of questionable constitutionality for Congress to tell a state that the state cannot enforce its requirements as to what makes you eligible to vote. In the U.S. Constitution, that's a job given to the states. The federal government can control the time, manner, and place of elections, but the states control qualification of voters. And so the court said that for Congress to tell a state that it cannot enforce the qualifications that it sets are of questionable constitutionality, a nice way of saying it's unconstitutional. And the court said that, but the courts don't like to deal with constitutional questions if they can avoid it. So what the court said is we have to go to a group called the EAC, the Elections Assistance Commission, and ask them for permission to add what's called a state-specific requirement. There are a lot of state-specific requirements in the federal form. And if they grant it, fine, that takes care of it. If they don't grant it, we can go back to court and make this constitutional argument. And so I believe if you look at the language of the court, you'll find that we will be successful in the long run. We just have to keep at it.
U.S. Taliban talks. Next item at number 6, in fact, on the countdown. Here's correspondent Rich Johnson talking to host Jimmy Barrett about potential peace talks between the U.S., Afghanistan, and the Taliban.
The Afghan government, in the form of Hamid Karzai, the president, is not at all happy with this. So he's called off talks on the transition, on how many foreign troops will be in Afghanistan after next year. So he's a little miffed.
Yeah, a little war about who's in charge, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, remember, it was Karzai installed by the U.S. after they overthrew the Taliban, which overthrew the government that the Taliban had been elected to replace, but that government, very corrupt way back when in the mid-90s, said, no, you guys go away.
So
they didn't go away.
Does Harman Karzai realize that, if we're not there to help him out, that they'll probably come in and overthrow him
at
this point?
There you go again. Yeah, and they probably won't need to overthrow him. They'll just get elected. I mean, that's the problem is we talk right about, a free, fair, open election system. Well, it turns out a whole lot of people in Afghanistan are supporters of this political party known as the Taliban.
We had four Americans killed. They have claimed credit for this. So how difficult?
Al-Qaeda has, right?
Yeah,
not the Taliban.
I suppose that's
there is
true.
A difference.
There's a little bit of a difference between the two. The ideology is the same.
Not like Sinn Féin and the Irish Republican Army, there's a difference.
Right. But not exactly good guys any way you look at it as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So what in these talks with the Taliban, and of course there's been, as you know, a lot of criticism of whether or not we should be having any talks with the Taliban at all. We should just be trying to.
Yeah, well, the problem is they represent a big hunk of the population and they're not going anywhere no matter what we do.
Okay, the Taliban is claiming responsibility. So what, I guess it goes back to the question I was going to ask you, which is, why would we have talks with somebody after they just got done killing Americans?
Darn good question.
To try to prevent them from killing more Americans?
There's that. And as I said, they're a fact of life in Afghan politics, whether we like it or not.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. The fate of TWA Flight 800 back in July 1996, I believe it was. Here are our hosts, Ro Khan and Richard Roper, talking to reporter Rick Leventhal about the crash and the insistence now that the NTSB did not tell the truth about the real reason for this crash.
TWA 800, we're heading up on the, what is it, 17th anniversary?
Yeah, this is July 17th.
This is going to be the 17th anniversary of the crash of TWA Flight 800. It was a 747 leaving Kennedy on its way to Paris. A few minutes into the flight, there was an explosion, and it breaks apart over Long Island Sound.
Yes. And as you probably recall, there was a lengthy investigation, and very early on, there was a lot of talk that it might have been a missile that brought down the plane. Even then, the nation was on high alert for terrorism, and the FBI thoroughly investigated the possibility of a missile, they say, and the NTSB was on scene investigating the possibility that it was an accident, and ultimately, that was the official cause of the crash, a faulty wiring that sparked an explosion in the center fuel tank.
Well, Rick, and the NTSB and the FBI, they conducted parallel investigations. I had a keen interest in this because this is sort of the first big internet-fueled conspiracy theory, you know, big story, you know, in 1996, you know, as we were all sort of getting online, in masses. And it, as you mentioned, it was this expensive, the most, probably longest and probably the most expensive and extensive investigation of its kind in the United States history. So, of course, the big question is, what's new now?
Well, these filmmakers, one of the guys involved has been following this story like you since the very beginning. And he sort of made it his cause to dig deeper and find out whether or not the official cause of the crash is, in fact, the actual cause of the crash. They conducted dozens of interviews with witnesses and former investigators, including a member of the NTSB's GO team who was there at the day after and spent 4 years on the case. And this filmmaker, scientist says that, in fact, the official cause of the crash is flawed, that it wasn't a fuel tank explosion, but it was a missile. And he credits a lot of these witnesses and these former investigators with bringing new information to light and new interpretations of the existing physical evidence. He says it all points to an external explosion outside the plane that brought that plane down.
Number four item on the countdown, what's going on with your friends at the IRS? Here's Greta Van Susteren talking to Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina about how the IRS is set to award employees $70 million in bonuses because there's a contract to do the same.
How in the world does anyone at the IRS, I realize not everyone is involved in the line dancing of the $20,000 in squirt toys or the $50 million in 2 years worth of parties. We didn't audit the other years. Or the targeting of conservative groups. But still, $70 million in bonuses. How does this happen?
It happens when you have collective bargaining agreements that are negotiated, and there's nobody at the table on behalf of the taxpayer. So you have the IRS negotiating with their employees And I'm not justifying it. You ask how it happens.
No, I ask how it happens. I understand. If you're calling it mind-numbingly stupid, I don't think you're in favor in any way.
Well, and in fact, I am currently drafting legislation to either vitiate or rescind the collective bargaining agreement. So is Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa. It is impossible to understand. In the best of budget circumstances, you should only be eligible for a bonus if you do something that significantly exceeds the expectations. I mean, if you do far beyond what was expected, perhaps you may be eligible for a bonus. I don't give them in my own office, but I understand some people do. All right, the IRS has not met any rudimentary level of expectation. And to take $70 million of set it apart because of a collective bargaining agreement. However, in the agreement, if there's a budget shortfall, they're not eligible for it. So you would think that the IRS would say, well, we have a budget shortfall sequestration. We're cutting everything. We're not going to give bonuses out. That's not what they're doing. They're using this as a negotiating ploy in the next collective bargaining agreement.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of The Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with a welcome back into our countdown show. Up to number three, and that is the focus on Syria. Here's Jim Acosta talking to Senator McCain, John McCain, about his continuing calls for aid for the Syrian rebels.
Senator, it sounds like you're not getting your no-fly zone or even something close to it. Does that mean that the rebels are doomed in Syria?
I don't believe the rebels are doomed, but I don't think there's any doubt that on the battlefield the advantage is clearly with Bashar Assad. Why wouldn't there be? Tons of Russian equipment coming in, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, jihadists from all over the region, 5,000 Hezbollah fighters, and he's still calling it a civil war. What it's turning into is a regional conflict, and the deciding factor on the battlefield is air power. And we have got to, and can, just as the Israelis have shown, with standoff missiles, they are able to hit targets that they want eliminated. It's
shameful.
Would
you like to sit down with the president and talk about this?
I have already.
And what's his response when you make that case?
He said he understands my points and he respects it, just as I respect his position. But obviously he has not agreed. And the influence...
Is it just that he's maybe he's just anti-war to some extent? He came into the White House being the anti-war candidate. As you know, he was very much opposed to the Iraq war. He said in Germany that he's a president who is all about ending wars, not starting wars, made that comment. Is he just philosophically opposed to ratcheting things up in Syria, do you think?
No, I think he has beliefs that are genuine and sincere, and they're obviously different from mine and most other experts. The Middle East is about to erupt. This is turning into a regional conflict. Lebanon is destabilized. The King of Jordan can't last. The conflict is spreading throughout the region. The Hezbollah is all in. This is becoming a Sunni-Shia conflict. Saudi Arabia, Russia, U.S., and it's an unfair fight.
But what about that video of that rebel fighter that we've seen it on YouTube? It shows a rebel fighter, what appears to be a rebel fighter, eating the heart of a Syrian government military service member. Why would we want to get involved in something like that?
I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible. And I think civil wars are probably the bloodiest and worst of all. The difference between that individual and that atrocious act is that was an individual act by a deranged individual. Bashar Assad has a strategy of rape, of torture, and murder. There's mass graves have been found all over Syria. And so his people and Hezbollah and others are trained to inflict torture and to engage in mass rapes in order to cow the population and commit mass murder. That's the difference here. We're talking about 93,000 people dead. The president said, well, now we know the chemical weapons have killed 100 people. What about the other 92,800 and whatever it is? Look, this is an unfair fight. It's shameful. If Bashar Assad stays in power and the Iranians are able to make sure that happens, imagine the position of power that Iran has in the region. And look what happens if Bashar Assad fails. It's a great blow to Iran, the greatest in 25 years, and they're cut off from Hezbollah, which would mean that Hezbollah would die on the vine. That's why they were all in this conflict. And now we're talking about giving them light weapons. Light weapons do not do well against Scud missiles and tanks, and it's just shameful.
Host Tony Cruz talking to terrorism expert Dr. Waleed Fares about the U.S. aiding the rebels in Syria and the questions he thinks the president needs to answer before we get involved.
the United States now opening up the avenue of perhaps some type of weapons sale to rebels or maybe gifts. I'm not quite sure. What do you think about all this?
Well, first of all, at this stage, the administration has decided to supply the rebels, not just to give them the ability to buy, to supply them with some sort of weapons. And the administration is also exploring the possibility of a very limited no-fly zone. Not yet, but it's exploring this possibility.
I thought that House Intelligence Chairman Mike Rogers from Michigan had an excellent question for the president and for the White House. What is the plan? Where are we going in Syria? And what do you want to accomplish? Can you help us answer those three questions?
Yes, exactly. Actually, I wrote an op-ed which was published in Al Arabiya, which has a six set of questions for the administration. Number one, who are the partners on the ground to begin with? It's the FSA, the Free Syria Army. Okay, who is the general? Who are the commanders? Are they associated with al-Nusra, which is linked to al-Qaeda? There's a whole series of questions about that. Number two, how are we going to arm them? Are we going to train them? And number three, if they are going to be attacked, if the people who are supplying with weapons are going to be attacked, are we going to defend them? And last, are we ready to engage against Hezbollah, which is inside Syria? And now we're talking about thousands of Iranian soldiers going to Syria. So if we are engaging the Assad regime, are we as Washington, as U.S. government, ready to engage against two more forces in the region and the conflict become regional? That's a long series of questions for the administration.
So that brings us up to the number two item this week on the countdown, the Gang of Eight's immigration legislation and its deals. So we'll talk about that next here on the continuation of the Countdown Show.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now. 855-747-SITE. 855-747-SITE. 855-747-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blinds, shades, and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the fun of News Talk Radio in the focus. We are up to the number two item, and that's the legislation for immigrants to try to smooth that out or make it work. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to analyst Trey Hardin about the politicking that's going on in Washington over this bill.
How's the immigration battle doing in D.C., Trey?
Well, it's moving slowly, but it's moving nonetheless, and that's a positive sign. The Senate certainly started action on it last week. They're continuing this week, and now we're actually hearing that Boehner really wants to get some things moving sooner than people expected on the House. So, you know, there's been talk in the Senate about how this Gang of Eight wants 70 votes to pass this because they believe that number kind of represents some type of mandate, or at least a big amount of momentum before kicking it over to the House and kind of forces the House's hand a little bit. But you know, there's also been some in the Senate that said, "Listen, let's just focus on getting the 60 votes and getting this thing passed."
Yeah. Well, to that end, in the Senate, Marco Rubio, who's of course an original member of the Gang of Eight, I guess he wants to, you know, he suggested that he could oppose the bill. He helped write if it doesn't take into effect the border security measures into account. So I assume this, you know, if they get the right number of people to vote, it doesn't matter. But my goodness, it seems strange that he would take this tact.
Well, it's interesting. The politics of immigration within the GOP is really the biggest thing in play here, and This all has to do with presidential politics. Marco, you could sum up this immigration debate by focusing on one person, and that's Marco Rubio, because he's kind of damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, and that is that, you know, people right now view Barack Obama as a president who came in with very little experience and it has shown. It has shown in negative ways. So you have Marco Rubio, who's actually trying to not only get experience, but get some runs on the board as a legislator and show that he can actually get things done. But he also may be doing that at the expense of his own potential nomination to the Republican presidential ticket, because he's taking flack from the right. And you have this senator from Texas, a hardline Tea Partier, Ted Cruz, who's not making it easy on Marco Rubio. It's putting him in a difficult position because Cruz is looking like the flag bearer for the Tea Party on this, and Rubio is then therefore in a box and doesn't know what to do.
Talk host Bob Clark with a focus on what he thinks is going to happen to the bill when it gets to the Republican-controlled House.
The bipartisan bill that is in the U.S. Senate right now, it would appear, it's not a done deal until we see the final vote, but it would appear as though they're going to have enough votes in the Senate to pass that bill. So the question is, what's going to happen once it gets to the House? Well, based on some statements yesterday from Speaker John Boehner, some people believe it could be DOA. Speaker Boehner saying on Tuesday, "I don't see any way of bringing an immigration bill to the floor that doesn't have a majority of support of the Republicans." So he's going to need to see a majority of the majority before he allows an immigration reform bill to be voted on in the Senate. And that has a lot of people also providing some warnings for the Republican Party, including some Republicans. Here is a statement from Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina. On Sunday, he said that if conservatives in his party, if they are trying to block the measure, that they will doom the party and all but guarantee a Democrat will remain in the White House after 2016's elections. Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat in New Jersey, he went a step further and predicted there'll never be a road to the White House for the Republican Party if immigration overhaul fails to pass. There is, at some point between now and before the July 4th break, the holiday, there will be a full vote on this Senate bill in the Senate. And not every Republican senator, obviously, is happy with this bill. And we don't, we certainly don't expect many Republicans in the House to be happy with this bill either. And the sticking point seems to be the debate over or disagreement over there's just simply not enough to ensure border security first before we move on with the so-called pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million illegals in this country. And that number could even be higher than that. Now, there was some new polling numbers released yesterday from CNN. So we're not talking about a right-wing media outlet here that's or a right-wing organization that's opposed to immigration reform. And they did a poll just on the immigration bill overall and the support it has in the country. And 51% of the people who took part in this survey do favor the passage of this immigration reform. So it does have the majority, but just barely. 45% oppose it. 4% either undecided or don't have an opinion.
Here's host Mike Pintek with the Pennsylvania State Rep. Darrell Metcalf. They talk about why the legislation from the Gang of Eight is not a good bill.
In Congress, in the Senate, specifically right now, there's a new immigration bill that some are saying is an amnesty bill, others say it's needed reform. And over the weekend, one of the so-called Gang of Eight that crafted this bill, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he said that if they don't pass this, the Republican Party is doing specifically, he said, quote, after 8 years of President Obama's economic policies and, quite frankly, foreign policy, people are going to be looking around. But if we don't pass immigration reform, if we don't get it off the table in a reasonable, practical way, it doesn't matter who you run in 2016, we're in a demographic death spiral as a party, and the only way we can get back in the good graces with the Hispanic community, in my view, is to pass comprehensive immigration reform. If you don't do that, it really doesn't matter who we run. He's a fellow Republican. What do you think about what he just said? Is he right?
I think he's 100% wrong. I think you know, his efforts to pass this new amnesty bill is violating the trust of the American citizens that expect Congress to represent American interests rather than foreign interests. I mean, this bill is a bad piece of legislation. They would preempt us from requiring E-Verify. They would grant amnesty to millions of illegal aliens that are here in the United States when American citizens are out of work and looking for jobs. This is a piece of legislation that they throw up a facade of working toward border security, when in fact it doesn't require any border security. It just requires a plan be submitted. Just the old game of bait and switch to try and deceive the American people. So I think ultimately the future of America is at risk if we don't secure our borders.
So as we've counted down from number 10 to number 1, we are at the number 1 position, and it still is the NSA. So we'll get into the controversy about their surveillance program. It's a matter of moments. Stick around. The countdown. We'll be right back.
time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's finish off this week's countdown with the number one item, the surveillance program, the NSA, and a continuing story that doesn't seem to want to go away, nor should it. Here's host Frank Beckman with Congressman Mike Rogers. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. They talk about some of the misconceptions many have about what the NSA is actually doing.
Should I say hi to anybody at the NSA right now over this phone conversation we're having? Are they tuned into us?
Only if you're riding in a black helicopter. It is. They are not listening to your phone calls. They're not reading Americans' emails. So here's the thing, and this is what I worry about, Frank. I mean, I do believe that the administration has lost public trust when Benghazi happens, when the IRS scandal, and that is a scandal that I think rises to the level of criminal activity and the criminalization of the Fox News reporter going after him and the AP Associated Press dragnet. They just threw out huge warrants trying to get all the emails from or phone contacts from these reporters. All of those things are legitimate, and that's part of our problem here, because when this came up, people just automatically assumed the worst because of those other scandals. And this is, I argue, not a scandal. It is legal. It is one of the most overseen programs that we have in the government. And in order for what people are saying it does to happen, you'd have to have both parties on the House and Senate intelligence committees, the FBI, then the NSA, then the Oversight Department at DOJ, and the executive branch, and internal controls at NSA, and the inspector generals, who are independent investigators, all collude all at the same time to break the law. It's implausible. And so I worry about it, because you have a guy who decided to betray his country, who's now setting the standard of what he believes is happening and has no clue if it is or it is not. And it's got us in a tizzy, and it's disclosed a program that I know has saved American lives.
That's Edward Snowden, of course. Do you consider him a hero, or is he a traitor?
Oh, he's definitely a traitor. He stole information, of some of which he did not even have legitimate access to. He made preparations for months to go to China, months. So this is something he had thought about for a long time. Has taken as many as a million different documents of classified nature. And then went to China, disclosed it to a reporter living in Brazil who worked for a United Kingdom newspaper. This is not about whistleblowing. We have we have methods in the classified world. If you have concerns, comments, you think there is something criminal, you have a way to do that without disclosing it to our enemy. He decided to disclose it to our adversaries, go to China, which is one of the most aggressive espionage folks against the United States we have in the world, outside of places like Iran and Russia and other places. That is not a whistleblower. That's somebody who's betrayed their country.
Here are some talk radio callers with the opposite opinion of whistleblower Edward Snowden.
I'm a 51-year-old retired veteran. I've been all over the world. And anybody that has worked for the government or is in the military is well aware of what our government is capable of. I believe that Manning and Snow are heroes because there is no transparency. We are dealing with individuals that feel that they know what is best for us. We went to war and left our borders wide open. The enemy has been amongst us since Bush started the war. Now there's CYA. Everybody is CYA in Washington. The problem is we have a two-party system that feel they know what's best for us, and we the people have lost control of our Constitution. What are we going to do?
I believe that Snowden took a pledge that he would keep the information that he found or received secret, and he broke his pledge. So who can we trust in our government if they can't keep their word and keep their pledge? And believe me, all these people I'm listening to today that just think Snowden's a hero, I think they're nuts. You know, this man is a traitor, and this man, you know, gave away things to countries that shouldn't even have our information. And I don't think that, you know, every single president that we've ever had from George Washington on, you know, told the public everything they were doing. How can you protect us? Believe me, if we had someone that blew up this place again, all these same people would be screaming to have these same policies put in place.
The NSA surveillance program, most talked about item this week in News Talk Radio. So let's go through them again from number 10 to number 1. The announcement on obesity is 10. George Zimmerman trial is 9. Gandolfini's death is 8. Number 7, Supreme Court ruling on voter registration in Arizona. Number 6, the U.S. Taliban talks. Number 5, the TWA 800 crash controversy. IRS at number 4, Syria at number 3, immigration legislation at number 2, and the NSA is number 1 again this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite, probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.